Hello, I'm Major Adrian Allman.
And I'm Captain Claire Allman.
Welcome to the Birmingham Citadel Salvation Army podcast series. Birmingham Citadel is a Christian church located in Birmingham city centre in the UK. This podcast is a recording of the Bible message that is shared during the Sunday worship service.
You can now watch our service online through live stream at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning, and can also find our stories and videos on our Facebook page and YouTube channel.
It's good to have you share with us, and as you listen, we pray that God will speak to you.
May you know God's abundant blessing today.
What is love? There will be many different ideas of what this could be. Is it allowing someone to eat half your dessert when they didn't want to order themselves one? Is it standing in the freezing rain watching your child playing in their football match? Or is it offering someone your last Rolo? Love can occur in many different forms. Yesterday, we had a family day together after I finished working a Saturday job last week. We stopped for a coffee and had lots of laughs around the table. There was a man sitting at the table next to us who asked if we were one family, and when we replied yes, he said that he had enjoyed listening into our conversation, jokes and giggles, and commented that we were a lovely, close family. We apologised for disturbing his peaceful afternoon, and he said no, that it had been a pleasure as he felt we were all having a great time and showing we all love being together, which he said was wonderful to see. The Bible reading we listened to earlier opens with the instruction that our love should be sincere and that we should love each other with genuine affection. We cannot claim that we are always the happy, relaxed, calm family that the man saw yesterday, as I'm sure many of you can relate to. Life and its demands can put pressures on us, and our way of showing love to others can sometimes be blurred when we are under pressure, busy, distracted, or tired. However, on reading this passage, we are reminded that we need to be aware of how we can relate to others when we meet in our everyday life, so that it reflects the image and actions of Christ. However, this is not always easy when we are called to live, work, and be friends with others who may present challenges to us in our everyday lives. As I said earlier, I had a Saturday job in a garden centre over the last year and a half. It's been interesting working with a range of people and also dealing with customers, many whom seem to think they know the storm policies better than the staff. A couple of weeks ago at work, a couple came to my till and asked me the price of a plant which had a label of $8.99. I scanned it through and confirmed with the customer that it was the right price. They told me that they found it on a table which had 4-litre pots for £5. I explained that the pot wasn't 4 litres, so they would have to pay the price which was displayed on the label. The customer started to become agitated and rude, despite me politely explaining why I couldn't change the price. They asked for a manager, so I called one over, and they took over from me and helped the couple out, explaining what I'd already said. I found out a day later that the customers had told my manager that I was rude and called them stupid. This made me feel very disappointed, as I know I generally didn't do this and would never speak to others in this way, whether it was a customer or anyone I meet in day-to-day life. When other people treat you negatively or speak bad of you, or even in this case, lie about you, it can be hard to not respond negatively in your reactions or the way you speak. It's human nature at times to want to take revenge in some way. However, the instruction in Romans 12 says that we should never pay back evil with more evil. This can help us in ensuring that we deal with situations such as this in a way people see you as honourable. I could have spoken abruptly back, been impatient or even rude, but I know this is not who God wants me to be. He wants me to be a representative of him to the people I meet so they can see him through me. In the Bible reading, it says that we should live in harmony with each other and not to be too proud to enjoy company of normal people. There are many instances in the Bible where Jesus is shown to meet people where they are. The story of the woman at the well demonstrates Jesus' care for all, regardless of social standing, and reflects what Romans says and helps us to see this in day-to-day life. Recently at college, I found my friendships changing and developing between us. A big example here is, with everyone slowly turning 18, many of them are able to go out and have an alcoholic drink. I've suddenly found myself disappointed as that I have not been invited out as much as before. Now, while I know this is partly because I don't drink myself, they may see it as not wanting me to invite me somewhere I won't be interested in. It is still hurt that they may think I am not willing to join them socially. Their interests have changed. It could be easy for me just to not get in touch and consider our friendship as maybe moving on in different directions. However, I have to remind myself that I should still be there for them and not exclude them myself. Jesus was keen to spend time with others who were maybe different to him, and in that way he could share love with them. Next month, I find out my exam results and where I will go to university. Found myself a little worried about what I will do if things don't turn out the way I would like them to on results day, and also thinking about the new people I'll meet wherever I do finally find myself studying and living with. However, in Romans 12, verse 12, it says, "Be joyful, be patient, and pray at all times." This helps me to believe it will all be in God's hand and I can leave the next step to him. I just need to keep trusting in God that it will all work out and he will give me the strength to be the person he has designed me to be and who is living as described within this Bible passage. I know the path ahead could be tricky as I get to know new people who will be coming with many different experiences to me. But I know that I have the Holy Spirit living in me, prompting me to be a person who will be accepting, encouraging and real in my interactions with them. I pray God will equip me with all I need to be like him. I'd like to leave you with some lyrics from the song the dance group used earlier. I don't know what it's like to be you. You don't know what it's like to be me. What if we're all the same in different kinds of ways? Can you relate?
How do you feel about doing new things for the first time? Are you nervous and worried, or excited and challenged? Do you like to tackle new opportunities with enthusiasm, or are you happier to stick with the status quo? Over the last couple of years, I have experienced many firsts. I, like all of you, have lived through my first pandemic with all its ups and downs. In September, I have completed my first day at high school and met new friends for the first time, and now I'm nearing the end of my very first full year there. I joined a jazz ensemble and orchestra for the first time, two exciting firsts, as up until then, I'd only played in the YP band. I attended Territorial Youth Band in Bournemouth for the first time in February, and I'm intending to go to my first summer school in August. With all these firsts, I have felt both excited and a little apprehensive, but ultimately have been reassured through my own devotions and prayers, as well as the prayers of others on my behalf, that God is always right by my side. Whether I'm doing something for the very first time or the 100th time, I know I can just quietly reach out to him in the middle of any first situation, and he will fill me with his presence and peace. In Scripture, we are reminded in Matthew 6:33, "But more than anything else, put God's work first and do what he wants. Then other things will be yours as well." What does this mean to put God's kingdom and seek him first? It means his commandments. His desires and his great love should be at the very centre of all that we do. It means putting him above all else in our lives. In turn, following God's commandments and Jesus' example, we should then love and reach out to others. As a Salvation Army church, we are encouraged to love God and love others. I think it's interesting that when major firsts happen for individual countries or the world, people remember exactly where they were and what they were doing at the time. For example, I expect some of you here will remember where you were the day that Neil Armstrong took those very first steps on the moon on the 21st of July 1969, very nearly 53 years ago. And most people will recall his words, "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." The impact of that event and those words has been enormous on us as a society. How many times have his words been repeated, I wonder? With the Queen's Platinum Jubilee having taken place recently, it was clear that thousands of people remembered exactly where they were when her coronation took place and recalled in great detail how they celebrated and even what they wore or ate, even though that was a whopping 70 years ago. I was also fascinated by the many people who said such lovely things about their first, and for many, their only encounter with Her Majesty. The Bible reading that Jonathan shared with us earlier instructs us not to pretend to love others, but to really love them. To be prepared to help people in need, to be happy with those who are having good times, and to weep with those who are struggling. I think this means giving people our time and connecting with others in a practical way. It would be the most fantastic thing if people were to remember the first time they met us, or recall something we said that had a positive impact on them 53 or even 70 years later. What a magnificent influence for God can we potentially have? I hope that in trying to make sure I put God first, he will use me in all the first situations that come my way, so that others will see him shining through me right from their very first encounter with me. It would be amazing if people came to know God for the very first time after having made a connection with me. I pray that I will become more like Jesus as I continue to follow him, so that I can relate to others as well, and maybe influence them into a personal relationship with him. Some of the lyrics to the song the dance group performed at the start of worship are these. I don't know what it's like to be you. You don't know what it's like to be me. What if we're all the same in different kinds of ways? Can you relate? We both know what it's like to be hurt. We both know what it's like to feel pain. But I think it's safe to say we're on to better days. Can you relate? I don't know what it's like to be you. You don't know what it's like to be me. But by the grace of God, we'll see each other's hearts. Can you relate? In a few moments, we're going to listen to a song which contains the very familiar army chorus, To Be Like Jesus. We would like you to take this time to reflect and maybe commit to wanting to become more like Jesus. On the table at the front, there are three things to choose from that you might find helpful in making a connection with someone this week. You might want to come forward with your phone and scan a QR code. This will take you to an image with helpful words that you can text to someone straight away. If you prefer, you can pick up a note card that simply says hello on the front. You can write it to someone that you maybe haven't seen for a while, or you know that is struggling. Or you can pick up a hospitality pack in a stripy bag, which contains two Kit Kats, a tea bag, and a sachet of coffee. Do you know someone who is lonely that you need to reach out to, or someone that you simply need to spend time with? We would then encourage you to kneel and pray at our place of prayer. Pray that God will use you, and whichever way you reach out to someone in the coming days. Pray to be more like him. Do you want to be more like Jesus?
My empty life to fill. thank you for the sensitive and considered way that you've responded to what the youngsters have brought to us this morning. Let's pray together. And Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that we have the opportunity to be together and to praise you and worship you this morning. Please hear us as we cry out to you this morning that we want to be like Jesus. There is nothing we could want more that could be better than that. Take us each day with all our failings and all the mistakes we make, and refresh us and renew us so that we start again and can take each day as a new opportunity to seek you and to be like you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the youngsters here in our church. They're so precious and treasured by you and by us as a church family here. We thank you that they want to be here and choose to be here, and that they can support each other and encourage each other in their faith journey. Be with each person in this ministry here, Lord Jesus, and on the live stream. Draw especially close to each one. Help us to have open hearts so that we can see how we can become more like you, so in turn we can reach out to others and connect and relate to them for you. Be with us in the days that lie ahead and help us in all the opportunities we have to make real connections with you. And as the congregational song at the beginning of worship said, it won't be through our own strength. Nothing we do is, but it will be through you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast this week.
So you don't miss any further recordings, please subscribe to this podcast and also share and review it to help other people find and join our Birmingham Citadel online congregation.
This has been a production for Birmingham Citadel Salvation Army in the United Kingdom. If you'd like to know more about us or want to worship with us, then visit our webpage at birminghamcitadel.co.uk.